In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Money, please!
Hi, y'all, and welcome back to Money, Please. This is Loose Change. You know when you like shake out the bottom of your Trader Joe's bag that you've been using as a purse and coins fall out and you're like, ah, yes. Or you do laundry and you find the extra dollar and it's like just legible enough to still be used as a dollar and you're like, yes. That is what Loose Change is all about. It's the joy of the extra juice of the extra dollar in your life. I'm Berna Anat, also known as @HeyBerna, your personal financial hype woman, bringing you financial real talk for the real world. Today, I am joined, blessed, just highly favored, and what do they call this one? Knighted, once again, by Shani Tran, the Shani Project on TikTok, on Instagram, on the internet. Shani is a licensed therapist, an influencer, a speaker, and basically our financial trauma help auntie. And so Shani is back. Welcome, Shani, again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I first wanted to say, I feel like you left something out when you were like, find loose change. I was like, what about if you're a parent and you find like your five-year-old's dollar in their clothes when you're doing the laundry? Am I the only one that keeps it?
Oh my God. First of all, talking about financial trauma, and I know it is a serious thing, but I'm like, sometimes when I think about my financial trauma, like shout out to everybody who got money when they were a kid from an aunt, for a grandparent or whatever. And your parent was like, okay, let me hold that for you because you don't have a wallet. Let me hold that for you because you're going to lose it. Did we ever see those dollars again? No, we did not. Where are they? Loose change. This episode is dedicated to all those lost dollars out there. And also to all the parents who I'm like, now that I'm seeing friends on the other side, such as yourself, I'm like, honestly, you deserve the money. Like maybe you deserve some of that loose change as a parent. I want to dive into something that we mentioned in the episode earlier this week, which is the way that talking about money might show up in your body and unpacking your financial trauma. Even just talking about the topic of money in general shows up in your body and kind of that's like sort of where the trauma is held. When we first talked many, many months ago, we did this incredible body scan exercise and it was like body scan plus money trauma. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and how that works and how that benefits folks?
Yes. So one of the things that I talk about or is known in sort of the therapy world is that trauma holds itself in the body. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why I had created the body scan and knowing that body scans are basically sort of being mindful of how you're feeling physically in your body. Mm-hmm. And for the financial trauma piece to it, it was me saying things like money. So I just said money right now. So what people can do right now is when I said money, notice how you felt physically. You know, where did you feel it? Where did you feel when I said money? Because I know for me right now, as I'm saying money and I keep saying money, I feel it in my stomach and I feel it specifically in my lower back. And so when we do a body scan, what that allows is for us to recognize where we may be holding certain feelings in our body or what we are feeling physically. And it's basically starting at your feet. You can be laying down, you can be sitting in a chair. And I always like to say, you know, making sure you're in a safe place because closing your eyes can allow you to sort of seep into that space, but only if you're in a safe place to close your eyes. And then you sort of work your way up and you start at your feet. You sort of recognize your feet. How do you feel in your feet? You know, someone may say something like, oh, I don't feel very grounded. And if I was sort of guiding you through this, I may say something like put both feet on the ground to sort of feel that grounded sensation. And then you work your way up, you go through your calves, your knees. It can be very general. You can say legs, torso, arms, head, or you can literally go specifically body part by body part. And what you sort of do is there's this mindfulness of breathing into that body part, recognizing, I like to say sensations. So it could be a tingling, a tension. You could say, oh, I don't feel anything at all there. That's okay. You don't have to feel anything at every body part. And we work our way up and then we sort of look at the body as a whole.
Got it. I will admit, and I'm wondering if other listeners did that too. As you've been going through every body part, I either clenched it or I did exactly what you just said. Mm-hmm. Like secretly when you were like feeling grounded, I was like, I'm going to secretly put my feet on the floor of my apartment. And when you said money, I'm like, I'm going to try to experiment with myself. When you said money, when I'm repeating the word money over and over, which I do as a mm-hmm. financial educator, where do I feel it in my body? Today, I feel money on my chest. Mm. And I'm pushing down on my chest and I feel money a little bit like in my, kind of in like collarbones as if something's pushing down. And I know that right now I'm personally going through a big sort of life transition where money is being changed around, living space is being changed around. And so money really ties into that and it feels like a weight. So I'm wondering, just shout out to all the listeners who are trying to do a money body scan mm-hmm. right now. One thing that you also taught us in this workshop that we did before is like, if that body part could talk, what would it say about money? You know, like, and people often say, oh, my shoulders or my jaw, or I feel it in my gut. I just thought that was so, so powerful when it's like, well, you know, let's put a little baby like animatronic mouth on your shoulders where you carry weight or your gut where you like internalize emotions. It's an incredibly powerful tool.
Yes, very much so. And so to explain mine, so I think that it's important to recognize also where you are in the moment and in your life. So the reason why when I say money right now, I feel it in my stomach, if I'm being honest, today I accept insurance. And so I haven't been paid by one of my insurance companies since May. Mm-hmm. The last time this happened, I had like the insurance company was just like, yeah, it's been too long. We're just not going to pay you. And it was like thousands of dollars that I never saw. And so because of that, I had a phone call with one of the insurance companies today. It's sitting in my stomach because here we go, financial trauma. I remember that. I remember that moment. And for me, it's a matter of I have a pit in my stomach because I feel like, is this going to happen again? So my body is already anticipating the trauma that I'm going to experience should the insurance company decide, nope, we're not going to pay you. So that's where I am in this moment. Now, I can't tell you that's how I would feel tomorrow. If I said money, I may feel differently, but that's where I am today. And so I wanted to say that because recognizing that the body scan is beneficial when you do it different times. Like you may not always feel the same every single day that you're doing it. And that's why there's awareness around it that you could be changing. You could have a lifestyle change. You could be getting a new job and you're like, yo, I feel money like in my biceps because I'm ready. I'm strong. I feel so strong. I'm ready to take on this job. Or maybe you just lost your job. And for some people, the unemployment is ending. And so for a lot of people, it may be a lot of worry. And that could look like in your jaw, because one of the things, so I'm going to say this right now, where is your tongue at in your mouth? For some people, the resting position of their tongue is at the roof of their mouth.
Yeah.
And you just let it fall. And when you let your tongue fall, naturally your jaw will unclench itself. So it's sort of like, you know, you're sort of like keeping your tongue up here and it's tension. So if you let your tongue rest, your jaw will naturally rest itself too. And if you think about it, when you think about money, it's something that we talk about. And so it's the physicality of actually talking about money that can also cause tension and hold itself in the body as well.
I was just going to say, if there was a second body part that I historically always feel money, it's my jaw. It's a clenched jaw. Raise both hands. If your tongue was on the roof of my mouth, mine definitely was. And then to bring it down loosens it. And it makes me think also of like, why is there tension in my jaw when I think about money? Because it's something that we are taught not to talk about. You keep that jaw clenched. You keep those teeth together. You keep your mouth shut. And so having conversation, and this is like what this entire podcast is about, having conversations about money out loud is sort of like the total opposite of what we've been told. And even though I've made a career out of being a financial educator and talking about money every single day, there's still a reaction in my body that's like, oh, why are you talking about money, right? Like it still shows up for me. And so it's just incredibly powerful to see all the little ways that it might hide in your body and what those things are saying.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, you are an incredible creator as well as a licensed therapist. You are like,
oh, thank you.
Popping on Instagram, popping on TikTok. And I think you being so open about mental health, and then often also you talk about your financial situation in your content too, it really opens people up to talk to you about these things and then like sit on your wait list and cry until you are available because everybody loves you. What are some things that you see kind of trending or that you see really common that comes up when people are unpacking their financial traumas? Kind of like what you said right now.
Yeah.
It's been a pandemic. So people are worried about their financial situations. People are unemployed at unprecedented rates. What are some financial traumas you see kind of coming up more recently?
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm seeing a lot of, and I'm going to say it, but if you say it's not okay to say it, that's totally fine too. So the unemployment is about to end. And I think that for people that work, that was a safety net should they lose their job due to COVID. Mm-hmm. So there's also some workplaces that are choosing to return to in person. So what I've been seeing specifically with my clients is that safety net that they thought was there is no longer available. So returning back to work and sort of assessing, like, this is a basic sort of need, safety. Like, you need to feel safe in order to function. Mm-hmm. And where some people stand is they don't feel safe in their work environment with COVID. So they cannot quit their jobs and or lose their jobs due to COVID. Or let's say if you have to get tested and you have to wait till your test results come back, that unemployment sort of like safety net that you get that's related to COVID is now going to be taken away. So I'm seeing an increase of anxiety of like, I have no choice. This sucks. I have to work. I have to pay my bills. And now I'm anxious because I don't know if I'm going to get sick. And if I get sick, then that's just what it is. So definitely a sort of a lot of absolute, like, oh, like I'm going to get sick or this is not okay. I feel like I'm never going to be able to do this. Those absolute language, it's coming up. Mm-hmm. And then really feeling like you have no control over your environment. That is a lot of what I'm seeing is people feeling like I have no choice. Like, yeah, I can choose to not go to work, but then I don't make money. So that's one of the themes that I'm seeing. Another theme that I am seeing is that we've been staying at home and a lot of people are getting just very fatigued from that. Mm. But because it's our new normal, changing that, although we know this might be good for me, like it might be good to rather that's interact with people. That's what I mean by saying good is socializing as humans. We are not meant to be isolated. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, I don't know how to change now. I've become comfortable with something that was forced upon me, but now that I've become comfortable with that, I don't know how to change. And so what that is then leading to is people feeling, again, going back to feeling like they don't have options. And I was trying to make sure that it was like money related. So no. I was like, that's kind of like the themes that I'm seeing. And then the last theme that I would say around money is people feeling very sort of like very protective over their finances because of the uncertainty of the world. And so one of the things that I love to mention is that one of the threats to the brain is not knowing. Like not knowing what is coming next, because we don't have any way of categorizing the unknown. So what we do is we sort of take things from our past and place them on the future. Now,
wow.
What this leads is, you know, we're sort of like, I can't spend because should something happen, if it happens, then I have to make sure that I'm okay. But if we're being honest, a majority of people are at that line of, I can barely pay my bills or just barely making it. Mm-hmm. Because we have the housing market, which is also making rent go up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not buying a house, like they just raised my rent $300 extra per month because they can, because the housing market is going up. Ugh. And literally was told we have to keep up with the market. And I'm like, but people's jobs aren't changing. Mm-hmm. People are on fixed income. Like, you mean to tell me you're raising people like $300 a month? That's pretty like 50, maybe, but $300. So it's seeing a lot of like the bills aren't stopping, but the market is making things increase. And so people are feeling very anxious around, can I afford this? Can I sustain my life? I need to get a part-time job. I'm going to work a part-time job, but now I don't have any time to take care of myself. And now because I don't have any time to take care of myself, I'm sleeping less. My mental health is depleting. I'm not socializing. However, right now I need to survive. So a lot of people are in survival mode.
Oh my God. I feel like you just sang the song of every living human being on the planet for the past year. Yeah. And how that obviously shows up in our bodies and the way we talk to each other. And it's all very connected to our money because, like you said, survival and safety are so high up in like the how we function in the brain, how if we function at all. For the folks who are listening and they're like, okay, so Shani's listening out every anxiety I've ever had in my entire life. Amazing. Good, 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 great, great. Love it. Cool. And also on the topic of Shani cannot be your therapist right now because her practice is full. Where can folks find good resources? How do people find professionals that they might connect with to start unpacking things like financial trauma? Also keeping in mind, I think a lot of people are like, therapy is expensive. How do I afford? We just listed all these things that are making my life expensive. Yeah. And I do want to start to move forward with financial trauma. What are some resources that you can recommend if people feel a tight budget or intimidated by therapists or don't know where to start?
Yes. So the first thing that I would recommend is an EAP. Which is an employee assistance program. A lot of people might not know this, but even if you work like a little part-time job at H&M, you have access to an EAP if they have it. You don't actually have to have their insurance benefits. And basically what it is it's a program that employers will purchase that allows their employees to access. It allows for other things, but specifically it gives you access to therapy and you can say get like 3 free sessions or 4 free sessions. It can go as high as 10, depending on the employer. And what that basically is it's per issue. So you can go in and you can be like, oh, I want to talk about my anxiety issue. I want to talk about finances issue. So 3 for that, 3 for this. That's the first place that I would say start is ask your employer, hey, I'm wondering, do you have an employee assistance program? That is also called an EAP. And you do not have to have the employer's insurance. Just ask them and HR should be able to give you that. That's the first thing. And that's free. That's free for you.
Damn.
The next thing is you can actually search Psychology Today for a therapist. And some of them do have sliding fee scales. Basically, what they do is they take into account your income to see what you are able to provide. Or if you have insurance, give your insurance a call. You want to, like he's, Bernard, this is a financial channel. So you want to know what it is that you're walking into. I always say, okay, budget, what can you afford? I think that's the first place to start. It's asking yourself. And we have to be honest with ourselves because sometimes we can afford things, but we're unwilling to give up other things in our life to be able to afford those things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might be like, I can't go to therapy. And I'm just like, but boo, did you just buy a new pair of Nikes? Because that might be 1 session a month.
Attacked.
I'm just saying. I just want to call you out because if you want it, you'll be able to find a way for it. That's the second thing or third thing. And then the last thing is ask your friends, right? Like you trust your friends to give you opinions on who you dating, who you decide to go out with, but you don't trust your friends about if they're seeing a therapist maybe and would they be able to refer? So, I mean, we can be in the hurt together and the healing together. So if your friends are okay with sharing that information, you can say, hey, like, I'm wondering, do you know any therapists? You don't have to be seeing them, you know, sort of word of mouth and being able to ask. And the last thing that I say, and I know, don't do this to me though, but Because I'm going to say no, but even if you find someone on the internet, Psychology Today, shoot them an email. Hey, I'm just wondering, would you be willing to see me? I always say shoot your shot, because right now you're without therapy. What's the worst that can happen? They can say no. Mm-hmm. And then the very last piece is TikTok therapists are on point on TikTok. And a lot of them actually advertise their practices. That's how they get started, is they sort of gather, put their creative content out there. So just literally use hashtags like TikTok therapists, hashtag therapists TikTok, and you will find a plethora of therapists, and then reach out and say, hey, are you in my area? Because the therapist does have to be licensed in the state that you are a resident of.
Got it. Okay. So that's funny, because you actually just crushed my dreams of one day you becoming my therapist being in California. We can put that to bed. Thank you so much, Shani, for just dropping. Oh, this isn't change. These are dollars, stacks of information and gems that you're giving to us. Now, I know you just said, don't come to Shani trying to get on the wait list, but where can we find you? Where can we see you? How can we keep following your work?
Yes. So the first place you can find me is on TikTok, The Shani Project. And then the other place that you can find me is on Instagram, The Shani Project. Instagram keeps me humble. I always say, connect with me over there. I'm gonna see your DMs. I'm gonna see your comments. I love interacting with people. And if you want some mental health tips, again, these are just for educational purposes. They are not meant to be, you don't come to my TikTok and say, I'm your TikTok therapist, and you take what you see on my TikTok and apply that to your life. It's meant for education purposes. And to further that conversation with your therapist that you do have.
Perfect. Shani, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to know a human like you, that a human like you is out here giving us the creative and also educational energy that we need to go then and start to help ourselves. So I'm so grateful for you. I wish I can give you a billion jillion Bitcoin in gratitude, but I'm thank you so much for being here. We are freaking blessed.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. I love talking about mental health anytime, any place, except for Saturday and Sundays.
We protect our weekends. Thank you.
Yes.
That is it for this episode of Loose Change. Please be sure to rate, review, follow the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your good, good podcasts. Tell your friends about it. Tell your therapist about it. Tell your therapist's therapist about it, especially the ones who need financial help. And that's everybody in the club. Okay. So you know who they are. It's everyone. Follow us and submit your questions to When's Happy Hour on Instagram, or email us at moneyplease@betches.com, and follow me on Instagram at HeyBerna. Until next time, I am wishing you love, peace, financial peace, financial therapy peace, and refunded fees.
Betches.